Hey.
Salutations, salutations, everybody.
Yeah, salutations, queens and kings, brothers and sisters. As you already know, you're tuned in to QKJJ. As always, I am Queen Jam.
King Jerry in the house.
Yes, and another episode, another week. Last week, we went over and talked about black love and the importance of black love and what it means to each of us. And just to double down on what we talked about last week, just the value, because last week there was a point where we talked about just the value of actually having someone who is culturally from the same background as yourself, and you know, you have the same skin, hair, features, you know, that look like one another. And it's just an overwhelmingly warm feeling when you lay down with that person and you're holding one another, and you have no clue where your skin ends and where the other person's skin begins. Shout out to Indy Irie. She said that in her Brown Skin song. I love that song. But yeah, it's just, that's black love. Black love is very special, very important. Did you have anything that you wanted to follow up
with? I mean, you can't get any better than Indy Irie at that point. I mean, you're making it very hard for me to even come up with any type of comeback for that. Like,
she said it so perfectly, though. That Brown Skin song, I just love listening to that. She has another song, Steady Love, that she just came out. Very soulful song, like a lot of her music. And it just talks about having that steady love. He's giving me love so steady. Like, it's just beautiful. You know, she always knows how to articulate it well. So, yeah, I agree with you.
You said you agree.
Yes, I agree with you. You can't take that lyric and then try to add something on after that. Definitely straight up. I know that for sure. Because that was one of the first people I was introduced to. And just listening to her music, that probably inspired me. But I don't know. I just feel like black love has just always been something that I've been interested in.
You said that's something that interesting. Okay. All right.
Interested in. Because other people will have dated outside of their race and things of that nature. And no.
That's all, you know, that's everybody's.
Yeah.
Preference.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that last episode, where it's just, you know, that's all in where I grew up in my community, and that's what I saw. Black men everywhere, no matter where they were, it was black men. So that's just where it came from, you know? And last week, we actually, like every week, you know, giving you the update on our ice skating escapades.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel as though you are, like, the one thing that you were trying to work on? What was that with your ice skating?
Going at this point, it has definitely been just the aspect of getting comfortable and having confidence. That's just key in general whenever you're doing
confidence,
anything.
Confidence, yes.
Indeed. just, you know, always take that into consideration, especially when you're getting involved with anything. Just have that confidence. And going backwards, you all, you know, as in life, you hope that you're going forward at steady pace going forward. Sometimes you have to take a trip down memory lane, go backwards. Mm-hmm. And the same thing happens on the ice. You just have to do it in a very nice, fluid step. And that's pretty much been the building for the ice at this moment in time on my end.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, once you start to get more comfortable going forwards and backwards, then you can start to sway people's perception on what they're supposed to be doing or not doing on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Or different tricks in general that just eludes the mind of what's actually happening. So
yes, we actually, King just saw showed me a video last week of all these different tricks, and what was it, was like dancing,
it's like extreme it's freestyle ice skating, apparently it's definitely building and fan base in Europe at this time, but it's growing.
From what we have seen on video, that doesn't just mean that someone just hasn't taken the time to video themselves, record themselves actually doing it.
Exactly. But it's just something to think about. It's no different than you going to a roller rink that's nearby, and you having somewhere in the south, a Cascade in Atlanta, or different hot spots when it comes to indoor rollerblading. I'm sure that there's teams and competitions that get put in place. Just have to change the environment and the median with the floor setting instead of being ice. But it, really, the tricks are boggling, especially when it comes to the ice. Hardwood floor is the same thing, you know. it's just about the movement and how fluid you are. And music always helps as well. So take that into consideration. Have confidence within yourself. Take one step at a time. And then add some music. Put that little flavor onto it.
Yeah, that definitely helps.
Yeah, your energy is always going to be different than what 9 times out of 10, what may be played over the loudspeakers or over the system.
Yes.
But, yeah. How about you?
I was just going to say, we definitely went yesterday when it was a holiday. It was MLK holiday.
Yes.
So a lot of people were off of work and out of school, so there was a lot more people there. And me actually taking the time to listen to music while I'm ice skating, especially when there's a lot more people around, it takes your mind off of the people that you're around, and it just puts you in a world where, you know, where it's just yourself. Mine is trying to make sure that you don't kick anybody with your ice skates or, you know, hurt anyone trying to freestyle and things. But definitely just working more on going backwards and perfecting that. I know I couldn't work on it too much yesterday, like I said, because it was busy.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, I see some people out there that are more confident and have that confidence, and they still go through people and, you know, do their different things that they, tricks and things that they know how to do.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, I'd rather, you know, do it when I have less people that I'm liable to, like, hurt or something like that. There's a lot of little ones getting around and cutting past you and stuff. And I just want to make sure that I have that confidence to be able to stop quickly and, you know, things of that nature.
Right. Definitely. I agree with you on that one.
Yes, and I just really love the honest conversations that we've had with so many different strangers that we meet. And just because we're always out on the ice, there's different people that we meet, and we'll spark a conversation with them, and they're willing to show us like some of their tricks and things of that nature, and that's so very special. And the honest conversations that we have with strangers are more and more important, just because of the way programming and everything works. You should really be like leery of everyone and like closed off. It kind of makes you feel that way when you're around strangers and stuff.
Right.
So just simple things that I see, I really appreciate from people. Just as simple as holding the door for someone and saying thank you or you're welcome. I know we do that a lot in our home, but not everyone is taught to say thank you and you're welcome. You know, even though it's like something minor, but it's just
a habit. A nice little habit to have.
And we, I was actually listening to Lovey Ajayi's podcast, Rants and Randomness. And you can definitely check out that podcast. She had an interesting guest where she was talking about the major difference on how Americans act versus other countries that she travels to. And she's just been traveling to like country after country after country. And she says when she comes back to America, there's just a major energy shift. And other countries in the other countries, they don't all believe the propaganda that they see depicting people of color as like thugs or angry and other common misconceptions. They usually don't believe the hype and allow personal interactions with that person to to depict their perception of other people, you know? They usually have it that way. And mostly she was just saying, like, in one country she had visited, trying to remember it was, but she was talking about so many different countries. There was one country she visited where their spiritual practices are, like, throughout the day. It's not like a, you know, just going to church on Sunday or something mm-hmm. like that. It's something that you practice every single day. You wake up throughout the day. There's, like, bells ringing to let you know this is around the time that you pray or just take some time to give thanks to certain things. Mm-hmm. And it's just throughout. And you can feel that energy of just that positive, good vibe and stuff like that.
Right.
So, it was just different. Something different that I knew.
I think definitely if you have the opportunity to travel outside of where you currently or originally mm-hmm. are from, or just residing, especially within America, being filled with a lot of propaganda or being filled with a lot of, or honestly being subscribed thoughts mm-hmm. that weren't originally your own, can fill spaces that, that highlight negative interactions with others that you've never met,
yeah.
but you don't even realize that you actually have in common with. So, I would definitely agree with that, and I've definitely heard that within my own family, those that have traveled. You know, my sister.
Yes, I can only imagine, like, yeah. the oof.
You know, being able to travel outside of the United States and then mm-hmm. actually engaging with others and seeing the real, like, the true honest engagement and that people think definitely differently more.
Yes, without like race or color yeah. or anything coming into factor. You're just a
yeah.
person.
Yeah, you're just a person at the end of the day. And honestly,
and I'm gonna judge you off of the person that you're being.
Yeah,
you know.
Of course, I think those places in general that have been given a specific stigmatism or stigma of their country, depending on how it's ran and things like that. I think the people, because they're in this one place together, they're not being bombarded by so much ignorance.
It yeah.
gets pushed out into their thought process on a daily basis, and actually able to socialize and engage mm-hmm. with others definitely changes their perception. And the more that you have labeled upon yourself, the more someone is going to think up, you know, as that especially a person of color, I hate using that, but person black, whatever you want
right,
to be,
right, exactly, whatever you yeah, identify, like, as
identifying
melanated,
yeah, I truly believe those countries that aren't filled with that much propaganda the same way that America fills its people, its own people, with media mm-hmm. propaganda, they're able to independently think for themselves. And that's exactly what's missing. It's just that aspect of think for yourself and not what someone truly has subscribed you to think in general. And that's just an honest thought process and opinion. Again, it's
yeah.
just my opinion on it, but take your time, definitely travel, save up. It's really
yes,
honestly
not that
expensive. Like, you're yes. going to, the funny part is, if you plan it out correctly, you're going to end up paying for it anyway in some different point, different aspect or space.
Mm-hmm.
So just plan it out.
And they have apps too, sorry to cut you
yeah.
off, but they do have like savings apps and stuff like that where you can plan in advance, you
yeah.
know, put aside a dollar per week or however much
yeah.
for you to go on that trip.
Flights are cheap if you plan it out in advance, y'all.
Especially if you want to, like, Black Friday, you know, even if you decide to purchase on that day or whatever,
uh-huh.
different times where they have deals and things of that nature, they have a lot of cheap flights.
Indeed.
And even if, and just like going back to the, whether you subscribe to certain propaganda and things of that nature.
Right.
It's kind of like, because I know some people will be like, well, I don't even pay attention to the propaganda and stuff that they depict or whatever. But it still gets inside, whether you realize it or not. It's kind of like listening to a song. Even though you don't like that song, you keep hearing it over and over on the radio.
You're gonna like it.
Next thing you know, right, you're going to like it, or you'll realize that you know every single word.
Correct.
And
yeah.
you've never, you don't even like the song. It's not even, you know. So it still gets in there somehow. So just like you said, think. stay thinking, and we'll all get there. To the best of our knowledge, we will be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part.
Doing your own research is a necessity. Check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts. Most importantly,
remember to always smile because you have the weapon of
knowledge.
So, King, what are you sipping on?
What am I sipping on? Not at this time. I can only provide that later after this podcast. I will be indulging in some fresh ginger. I normally like to grind my ginger, or if you have a grater where you can still get the juices out to get minting it is extremely plentiful, especially if you want to mix it in with either a cold or a hot beverage, whether you do tea. But I know for a fact that I'm going to do that because ginger boosts metabolism and the morale, wakes you up. Same way as coffee, but you have they have a better hold on it when it comes to health-wise instead of always indulging in caffeine. But that's just my opinion. My personal preference is what I do. And I hope that you all enjoy it as well. Okay?
Back. And are you also going to tell them why you slowed up on the kombucha?
Kombucha? Oh, yeah. You know, kombucha within itself, it's fine, but with anything in life, you don't want to be attached to it in general. And the prices are getting ridiculous at that point too as well,
bro. Our local grocery store, I guess they saw that like we were buying it up a lot, and it said, yeah, we're gonna go up a dollar or two.
Yeah, that dollar or two means a lot. So at this time, I'm definitely holding back on kombucha unless I'm going to make my own.
Oh yes.
Which was already something that was definitely going to be in the works. But overall, I love it if I can get it for a good price, especially if it makes sense. At this time, holding back since the weather is definitely going to be changing. We're right here in January overall, so you definitely gotta make sure that your immune system is keeping up. So
still getting snow randomly. I wonder if we'll have snow in April and stuff this year.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I wouldn't doubt it. Amazing. I wouldn't doubt it.
Our medication of choice for this episode is some Cobra Lips Outdoor strain. Now this Cobra Lips Outdoor, so smooth, okay? It hits very, very smooth. There's a lot of, majority of the strains that we get are indoor. They're a lot harder, quick to irritate the throat. But the Cobra Lips Outdoor, it was just so smooth. Like, it didn't matter how large of like a toke or something you took, it was still smooth. Didn't irritate your throat as much. So, yes, definitely check that out if you go to your local dispenser. Bum ba da bum. Man, news, y'all. Technical difficulty. It's all fine. We're gonna patiently. There we go. I love this. Now, give me some drums. Hey. And really take this song in, because this man news we're about to get into, you're going to wish you had some instruments around you.
Indeed.
So, before we get into this week's man news, I wanted to read something written by Nina Simone. For those of you who do not know, she was a singer, songwriter, musician, arranger, civil rights activist, and she also happened to be a black woman.
There you go. All in one.
Just saying. Okay. So I'm going to read the lyrics to Mississippi Goddamn. All right. The name of this tune is Mississippi Goddamn, and I mean every word of it. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee's made me lose my rest, and everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest, and everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn. Can't you feel it? Excuse me, can't you see it? Can't you feel it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee's made me lose my rest, and everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn. This is a show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet. Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail. Black cat cross my path, I think every day is gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine, we're all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there, I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I tell you, me and my people just about do. I've been there, so I know, they keep on saying, go slow. But that's just the trouble, do it slow. Washing the windows, do it slow. Picking the cotton, do it slow. You're just plain rotten, do it slow. You're too lazy, do it slow. The thinking's crazy, do it slow. Where am I going? What am I doing? I don't know, I don't know. Just try to do your very best. Stand up, be counted with all the rest. For everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn. I made you thought I was kidding. Picket lines, school boycotts. They try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. Yes, you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talked real fine just like a lady, and you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. Oh, but this whole country is full of lies. You're all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust you anymore. You keep on saying go slow, go slow. But that's just the trouble. Do it slow. Desegregation. Do it slow. Mass precipitation. Do it slow. Reunification. Do it slow. Do things gradually. Do it slow. But bring more tragedy. Do it slow. Why don't you see it? Why don't you feel it? I don't know. I don't know. You don't have to live next to me. Just everybody give me my equality. Everybody knows about Mississippi. Everybody knows about Alabama. Everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn, that's it. Songwriter Nina Simone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Now going into that.
I felt that.
Tara Dance Dobbins, Walter Gates, Gregory Emery, Roosevelt Holloman, and Denoris Howell, who were all black men, have been killed in prisons across the Mississippi state. Now, activists say the suspicious deaths are caused by negligence and malpractice in the state's prison system. The Mississippi Department of Correction addressed the incidents in a statement last Friday. Now, four inmates have died and several have been injured in two state prisons and one regional during major disturbances since Sunday. The statement said one death occurred at the South Mississippi Correctional Institute, SMCI, in Leakesville, two at the Mississippi State Penitentiary, MSP, at Parchman, and one at the Chickasaw County Regional Correctional Facility, CCRF, in Houston, Mississippi. MDOC investigators have determined a fifth death and a minor fire, both at MSP, are unrelated to the major disturbances. Okay. State officials and authorities claim that an alleged drug war has caused the chaos and the death of some prisoners. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant said that the inmates are the reason for the violence and the poor condition of the prison. The inmates are the ones that take each other's lives. The inmates are the ones that fashion weapons out of metal. The inmates are the ones that do the damage to the very rooms they are living in, Bryant told reporters in a video shared on Instagram by Until Freedom. We watched Roland Martin as he discussed this and showed videos and pictures of the unlivable conditions they are forcing these prisoners to live in.
Yep.
And
we saw African Diaspora News. He had a video on it as well.
Phil Scott. Yes. Mm-hmm. This is no different than what happened in New York. I believe it was a Brooklyn or Bronx prison. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Sorry. But
yes, but this is happening everywhere. This correct. Is yes, like it only takes for it to get to this point and to be brought to light.
Yes.
They suppress things like this.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. to just blame it on the prisoners, the environment that one is in will definitely shape the individual. And now you can't always hold everyone by that standard, because there are individuals that have been in very negative environments and they have made their way out of those environments. But we're talking about a very small handful of those individuals. If we're talking about it on a major scale, especially where it's in a controlled environment like a prison, mm-hmm. you have to think of it on the same level as the individuals that are there that are serving out their time. They're still human beings at the end of the day. It, you know, people definitely make mistakes, do violent crimes, unthinkable acts. Those that have participated in whatever action, they're doing their time and they're paying their time back. You know.
Yeah, we're not even talking about that. We're talking about the simple practices of yes. the correctional institution
and the overall basis.
So called.
But that goes into it. A lot of mm-hmm. individuals take that into consideration, and they think that because an individual has done wrong,
right.
that there's not an opportunity for that person to be treated as exactly. a human. So I just said all of that to, you know, keep that into consideration. These are still someone's father, someone's uncle, someone's yeah. brother. Could be someone's grandfather in there, cousin,
yeah.
like grandson. Take this into consideration. Nephews, like,
yep.
take all of this into consideration, that these are still human beings at the end of the day that are in unlivable conditions, especially by the state that should be able
mm-hmm.
to keep these conditions livable, especially how much money they're bringing in per each prisoner.
Okay. And even on top of that, though, like, I'm glad that you mentioned something about them still being human, all right?
Correct.
Because someone in the comments of the video that I watched, they were saying, like, if this was some animals that this was happening to, like, PETA would have been started World War III, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I was just like, it doesn't make any sense, you know? It does. We shouldn't even have to I know we had to, you know, put that disclosure there. Like, I know that they've done bad things, but they're mm-hmm. still human. But it's like, really? We had to, you know, you have to even say that. It's just baffling.
it's sick. It's sick. But keep in mind, we're talking about a justice system that is broken. That the basis of the justice system
Gone to the bad.
You gotta throw completely. The whole thing away. And if you look around the world too, it's sad to say that America is holding up its standard of imprisoning people. And when you can tout that you have more people in jail in America than in China,
Yes, like the whole prison population larger than country. Yeah. Like,
well, no. That doesn't even make any sense. Larger than country. I mean, they're out of the massive individuals that live in China. If you're looking at it from the standpoint of how many individuals live here in America,
yeah,
we still profoundly, somehow, some way, put more of our folks in jail than other places that still have a large population.
So you're saying it's like 8 people in the population, and then they have like 20 people in jail.
It's just disproportionate on what's being done. And yeah, if we again look around the world, I don't care if you're looking at European countries or other parts where mm-hmm. there's actually the whole purpose of them being there is to be rehabilitated. So there's mm-hmm. going to have to be some different practices on rehabilitation, and the way that we go about punishing individuals has to definitely be different. The time that we're taking away from individuals in general without assessing the actual portion of rehabilitation and then just throwing people back out there, mm-hmm. you know, you're only putting yourself into a position as a business owner to reap the rewards of what you're already putting back into the system.
Speaking of business owners as well, sorry to cut you mm-hmm. off, but nowadays you can't even get a decent factory job unless you get locked up.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Or move to places like China where you can actually get a factory job.
I said in America. Okay? Oh, in America, yeah. You know, like, you used to be able to get a good factory job, support your family. Now you gotta, you know, go in jail, but they don't, you know, pay anywhere near. They, you know, barely pay for the minimum wage. Yeah. Just saying. But this is a story that's been updated. There's been some celebrities who have even entered in the field saying that they are threatening to sue the state.
Oh, it's already happening. Right now, we have Jay-Z
mm-hmm.
and has teamed up. His lawyers has teamed up also with a Cochran firm,
mm-hmm.
and they're suing the state of Mississippi for their practices.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, I do appreciate these individuals that are standing up to a system that has been put in place to do its job. Like, you all have to realize there are folks, it's not just the prisoners, it's actually also individuals that are quote unquote people of color, African American, that are also being put in place as DAs, district attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
That hold the key to make sure that retribution happens for justice to actually be applied.
Federal judges.
That's what we're aiming towards.
Okay, we need to own a couple. Okay.
Federal judges, at the end of the day, make a lot of our decision making.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want those that are listening to keep this in mind as it's coming up, really. Please vote and mm-hmm. vote of conscience. You have federal judges that are not even qualified and that have a bias about how they're processing people. And it's still being laid against people of color.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're not the issue if you haven't been watching it.
So the best thing that you can do, if you have the opportunity, if you know others as well that are registered, please register to vote. Please fight for your registration. Please go through the process, because if you're okay with federal judges
mm-hmm.
On one end putting your sons and daughters and your loved ones in jail that are going to the max when it comes to the law books. I mean, they're mm-hmm. not playing. And if you're not paying attention, you're going to be a victim, whether you like it or not. On one end, you can be a business owner that's a person of color and you're reaping the rewards of what's happening here, but understand your tax dollars that you're getting cut as a business owner mm-hmm. is going into hurting other folks that look exactly like you. So if you don't understand the power of federal judges, if you don't understand the power of your vote, then that's something that you're going to have to really take control of.
And
the power of
protest as well. And, like, monetarily protesting and things of that nature, not just being out in the streets and marching. There's other ways of protesting.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Now, we have a quote. Positive shout out. I debate my equals. All my others I teach.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. John Henry Clark. That is beautiful because I also heard that as well from Africa Diaspora News. I debate my equals, but all others I have to teach.
Where I got that from. I was watching one of his videos and I was like, true. Because I think he was talking about like people in the comments like trying to go back and forth with him and stuff. He's like, I'm not even going to talk about it. And I was like, yep. And if you don't know, our podcast is made possible by us and only us. We enjoy meeting with you, our listeners, and we want to be able to give you more and more content. So you can definitely help us by subscribing to us on whichever platform you're listening to us on, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to us on. Definitely leave a review as well. Star us, you know, give us those 5 stars as much as you can, and just that really helps us help you and help us just reach more people as well.
Produce more content. That's what we're looking for. And also you can always join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag QKJJPodcast. You can also follow us social media at Queen Jam and at QKJJ. Also, you can literally Google QKJJ and there is a plethora of us and all
of our details.
All of our details. So, and lastly, we are asking that you tell 2 people about this podcast. Why not?
I like that.
Why not?
All right. So our short little topic for this week, in honor of the new year in 2020. Is this our first?
Episode?
No, I think this is our second.
Second one. But also to take this from Tyler, the Creator, 2020 vision. 2020 New Year's and goals is always a topic.
Yes.
Any beginning of any new year.
Resolutions and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
But I wanted to give some, because I know a lot of people do have like resolutions, or they have things that they want to take on into the new year, the things that they want to not take into the new year. So I was actually binge listening to a podcast during work, and I ended up listening, it rolled over to the next episode, which happened to be a black podcast meetup in New York that was hosted by Queen and Jay from Tea with Queen and Jay. That's definitely a great podcast. You can definitely go check out. And they had a lot of different black podcasts up there where you could come and pretty much, or just like people of color podcasts, you can come up, talk about what your podcast consists of and who you are, your background and things of that nature. There was this one podcaster who pretty much just said that he gave a tip on what he gave to his listeners to do for the new year. So I thought that it was a great thing because I'm going to do it, so I figured why not share it with you if you're trying to do this, something similar in your life, and this would be a great tip for you as well. So he said, he suggested writing a letter to yourself. Writing a letter either to yourself or writing a letter to something or anything that you want in the year, or something that you want to get rid of for the year. He said that he wrote his letter to fear and pretty much just talking to fear and different things that he's going through. I know that I personally try and journal each day. When I rise, I journal or I read and things of that nature, and just try and get your brain juices flowing and get a brain exercise. So I thought that would be a nice exercise for people to, for, you know, you to try it for yourself. Write a letter to yourself. And if it's something that you want to get rid of, you can write the letter out and then you can set it on fire and then let it go up into the universe and let that be done with. If it's something that you want to work on and keep with you, then you can write it and then, you know, keep it to yourself, you know, fold it, put it somewhere so you can reflect on it at the end of the year or throughout the year to see, you know, where you are. So, yeah, I thought that was a cute little exercise. What you think?
I think it's a wonderful exercise.
Mm-hmm. I know people are also doing vision boards as well. Always try to do a vision board. Always mentally, I feel like I do my vision board. I'm not getting to the point where I like actually sit down and cut out things and don't feel like acquiring all that all the magazines and stuff to do it and stuff. But yeah,
there's one of those different ways that you could do it at this point now instead of cutting things out. Pretty sure you can use like
yeah, I was about to say
Microsoft Word.
Right, I was going to say PowerPoint yourself, like a little vision board. You can do that too. Definitely. I always just do my vision board mentally because I'm like, okay, I know what I want to do. But even if it's just writing your goals down, you can write your goals down too.
Just
because scripting, when we're learning how to spell and write things out, that's things that you're like asking the universe for, things that you're trying to work through and things of that nature. So you have power in your tongue, you have power in your pen as well. Oh, yeah.
Utilize it.
Mm-hmm.
Tech spot.
Mm-hmm. A little tech spot this week. So, scientists at the University of Vermont and Tufts University created living robots.
What does that mean?
We're going to see. Joshua Barngard, a computer scientist and robotics expert at the University of Vermont, who co-led the new research, said in a statement, These are novel living machines. They're neither a traditional robot nor a known species of animal. It's a new class of artifact, a living programmable organism.
Now let's talk about this. Now, the team gathered cells from the embryos of African frogs. Now, let's just stop
here. Oh my God.
I don't care how many times this happens, but it seems that everyone has come to the common agreement that if we're going to get something and it's going to be stable and using it as a medium platform, it must come from Africa. I am at this point because when I went over the store, it doesn't shock me because
I wish y'all could see how his position changed. He sat up in his seat.
Yeah, set up for this one. Look, y'all, just pay attention. I pay attention to what people don't say. All right. If you listen, for real, the team gathered cells from embryos of African frogs and the creatures between a half a millimeter and a millimeter in diameter. Now, I want you also take into consideration if you have, if you know any scholars or done any research on Africa in general, not only is it the basis of civilizations and not only where civilizations have not only started, but just from that simple place alone, civilizations have grown on an outward expanse. And specifically, if we're talking about frogs, that specific animal and different species is actually quite interesting how often frogs come about in Africa and the different symbolic points that frogs make, but we're just gonna keep going.
Mm-hmm.
They used frog skin cells and heart muscle cells. The heart muscle cells and the creature then went to work contracting and creating an inchworming motion that move the creature along, Levin said. The BioBots last for about 7 days and then they sort of degrade and rot away. Okay? So they're living, and this number is very very specific. 7 days. You may be the type that runs on religion, whatever you want. You know, the whole God created the heaven and the earth in 7 days, and it was good.
It was six days. He rested on the seventh.
But that seven that seventh day has a significance.
Yeah.
I just think it's interesting.
That's why Chick-fil-A closed.
Right. I just think that it's interesting that the inchworming motion or the creation that they put into place only lasts for 7 days, and then life itself says, I can't go past this point, and it rots. The BioBots repaired themselves as well, but they can't surpass the 7 day mark. Scientists are saying the bots are displaying additional behavior above and beyond what they ask for. So there's obviously a lot more research that has to be done into these microbots.
Emphasis on a lot.
Because if they're able to repair themselves, why aren't they able to go past that 7 day mark? Again, this is something interesting that you should think about. Eventually, they hope they can use the BioBots for, in quotation, numerous possible applications. Now, the BioBots could serve as a novel vehicle for intelligent drug delivery or internal surgery, which is, again, I could see that, especially if it has that type of healing practices. But among other things, like possibly removing plaque from artery walls, okay? Identifying cancer, or help in cleaning up microplastics in the ocean, which, again, we can start small points at a time and then build up. I'm just trying to figure out how to go get past the 7 day marker, because that seems as though that's the only plan point is a 7 day window. Now, this is cool, but I'm all about research. Especially about who's facilitating the research. Is the research being rushed because of, you know...
Because what I'm not for is humans being used as lab rats.
I mean, yes.
History repeating itself.
It definitely rhymes. It definitely rhymes. I will hope that it doesn't repeat itself. But this also reminds Queen and I...
When I was reading over this, I was like, this just reminded me of the Borg nanoprobes. And most importantly, the Borg nanoprobes would have never been there unless Wesley came first with his nanoprobes, or was Borg already like superior?
Borg already. All right, so we're talking about Star Trek. All right. Okay. So there's a young man named Wesley Crusher. And
lucky young man, little kid.
Yes.
Be able to.
Yes. And because of his surroundings and environment, he was able to progress his mind into a scientific field of engineering. And he went as far as programming nanoprobes. These probes came into a very significant portion within the not only just the episode, but the whole surrounding of his upbringing, because he literally produced the nanoprobes to repair instances not only within the ship, but also within people. So when we are talking about this, it's interesting that we're seeing this happen. And why Queen talked about the Borg is, you know, it's pretty much a race, if you could say, of individuals that go around and they pretty much assimilate others.
Resistance is futile.
Exactly. But they have nanoprobes that are within their body too, that go through the process of not only repairing but also help on the communication as a collective. And the interesting part about what they're doing is it really is a starting ground. And where they got in trouble, or where Wesley got in trouble about his nanoprobes, is one day his nanoprobes got out.
Yes.
And in one instance saved the ship, but on the other instance it actually put them in danger, mm-hmm. because their programming was to only identify. There was no additional programming that was put into place except for what was already previously programmed. Mm-hmm. So here are individuals right now that have proceeded into activating at one point organic tissue, turning it into a combination of bio, like a robot.
Yeah.
But it doesn't go past a certain point. It does show qualities of repairing itself, but it can only last until a certain point. That shows me one thing and one thing only that leaves it different from where we are. Either there's no true conscience there, and they're going to have to take that step further. I'm not sure how they're going to go about doing that when it comes to programming. But when you get to that level and you're starting to create something and it's supposed to help identify certain things, you better be careful about where you're starting it off and how far you're willing to take it. Because even though people have good intentions about what they want to do with something, again, we talk about the funding. Our last episode was definitely talking about the funding that's happening in Baltimore right now by a philanthropist from Texas that want to surveil those tax-paying citizens in Baltimore because of high crime. Now, again, I'm not against there being a front to combat crime, but when you're talking about the freedoms of others, because there's an individual that has the money to put a research to implicate on whatever agenda that they have put in place, you better be careful. You better do a lot of research on why those individuals are doing that. That's all I'm saying. People can put into a nice highlight that they want to help clean the artery walls. Obesity is rising in America.
Of course.
Or if you want to go across and what they said before, they want to facilitate how they can identify cancer, or if you want to clean up the microplastics in the ocean, something that we all have a nice geared goal acquired to help. But let's be clear, be careful about who's facilitating research and why they're doing it. Nine times out of ten, sometimes, you know, the folks that are trying to help end up doing more damage.
It end up being more about greed than actually helping someone. And the thing that gets me the most about this situation is just making sure that you actually, making sure that they actually have time to facilitate this, because just seeing where they were on the next generation and how they actually had to learn these nanoprobes, and with any pretty much like AI type of thing, it's going to crave to learn more. Yes. You know, just like they said, it's doing things that they didn't ask for.
Correct.
It's going to try and keep, because it's improving itself. Correct. Like, that's what you want it to do.
That,
so that's where that that window of iRobot happens. Yeah. You know, and everything, you know, everyone's just afraid that AI is just going to completely take over. And it could potentially happen just because it's just like a child. A child is going to be a sponge. Your child will say things. You'll be like, where'd you learn that from? That's the same way the AI is going to be. It's not going to be any different. It's going to want to keep learning. It's going to learn things and pick from places that you don't want it to learn from. It's no different. But, you know, that's just me.
Well, all about being responsible and taking those next steps, especially coming to innovation and trying to help people, is always something that we should look forward to doing. But caution never hurts anyone, and caution can definitely keep you alive.
Yeah.
Caution keeps people alive. Danger is real. Don't live in fear. Mm-hmm. But caution can definitely keep you alive and well. And especially if you're moving into the world of computer science, if you're an engineer, just be careful. Especially in the medical world, I know that there's stipulations that are put in place, and definitely where they don't cross certain boundaries. You're not supposed to cross certain boundaries, especially when you get into the medical world. But we're at this
they
point.
They keep you in a box or stuff.
Yes, but we're at this point because, again, we're going to have to move forward. Some of the things that are happening, especially right now in China, as I'm speaking right now, there is a virus that is being spread through human contact. So at some point, we're going to have to move forward and try to stay on top of whatever is being produced because of our own actions. And trust and believe, we play a huge role in everything that that happens to spontaneous reactions that happen on this piece of rock, this earth that we have only one at this time to utilize. So, again.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's a whole separate soapbox.
Yeah.
I can't even, like, just surface level touch on that subject, you know, because it just gets so much deeper and there's so much for you to say.
But you all, for real, just take this into consideration. As we always say, do your own research, and we are so happy that we're able to provide you with this information or just news that you may have not even heard, missed out on, just flew right underneath the radar without you paying attention to.
Yes, and some news we give it to, even though it's probably talked about and you've seen it, we are readdressing it to highlight it in a different light because they try and...
Media.
Yeah.
Mainstream media has tendencies on how they portray their own broadcasting media.
And they tend to blame it on the victims at the end of the day, you know? But that is not all, but I promise you it is all for now. Remember to write us at qk.jj@hotmail.com. Follow us on Instagram and at Queen Jam and at QKJJ. Rate, review, subscribe, embrace pure facts, and conduct your own research. Remember to smile and love yourself, all right? Till next time, Queen Jam.
King Jerry out.